Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon. I am here to cover the week of April 25th through May 3rd. I feel like I'm talking underwater. I swear to you guys. We had Mercury go direct this morning. This has been one heck of a Mercury retrograde for me. Not a big fan. Very happy it's over. But slowly coming out of it. So I'm not going to go a whole lot into this since I covered it in last week's show. But I am going to say we do have forward momentum now with our conversations and our choices in life. It's been in Aries, so it's been asking us to address our own needs or what's going on with our, you know, identity, our name, our title, our body, our image, our brand, what's going on with us, right? And to think about what actions we want to take. So now that it is going direct, we should start to get into conversations or, you know, move those ideas forward, start some things, hear from others, and make choices. We are in the shadow until May 13th. So it's picking up steam as it goes along. And the shadow really means is that we backed over a set of degrees and now we're going forward over them again the second time. So if we back from 27 down to 13 degrees, we're now going to go forward from 13 degrees up to 27. And once it gets past 27, then you're out of the shadow and you're still going forward, but new things can come along. So really kind of moving the ball forward with what we figured out. I can say that typically Mercury will be applying, and it is not doing that. So I'm pretty sure we figured out what it is we want, whether we know it or not, and we're just going to be going for it, you know. So there we have that. That's in motion as of this morning if you're listening live here on Thursday the 25th. Now, in our week ahead, what do we have going on? We have Venus moving into her own sign Taurus on Monday morning the 29th. This kicks in at 7:31 a.m. Eastern, and Venus will be touring Taurus all the way until May 23rd. So that gives us a handful of weeks to really enjoy what she's about in this sign. Taurus is the sign of value, how we value ourselves, how we are being valued by others, how our values align with the world at large, what's going on with our income, the money itself, the purchases that we make, our products or possessions in the mix, our valuables, if you will. And so Venus in this territory really wants us to enjoy these areas of life more. She wants to smooth out issues. She wants to attract money flow into any of that, or she wants to make it about love. So maybe you'd be giving it or receiving gifts during this time, you know. She wants to focus on the pleasure, the beauty in the story. The only thing to keep an eye on during this period is that Venus in Taurus can make us, you know, want to spend a little bit more than we should on the things that, you know, maybe aren't good for us in the long run, really, really rich foods or good wine or, you know, pleasurable things, you know. Or maybe you're going to buy a great piece of art or something during this time. So as long as you can afford it, just keep an eye on that, that you don't go overboard. But overall, this is just a really wonderful, pleasurable, sensual arena for Venus to be. So if you're in love, it should be really enjoyable. If you're looking for ways to make money, this should help. And then the very next day on Tuesday, the 30th, Mars enters Aries. So first time in 2 years, Mars is showing up in Aries and it's going to travel there from April until June 9th. And this is a little bit bigger deal than typical. We just finished a Mercury retrograde in Aries, so we've been really asked to kind of figure out what we want on a personal or physical level. And now we're moving forward with ideas and choices. And here comes Mars to really start to snap things into place. Mars fires us up. Mars gets us very active. We are now ready to do what we need to do. And to add to that, we had an eclipse on the 8th, which was all about, you know, being three times more powerful in this same territory, launching us forward and really giving us that six-month window where we could see events taking place that are about our identity, our physical bodies, our image, our brand, our name, our title, what we're doing for ourselves. And so, you know, having Mars now arrive here, I would definitely say that from April 30th until June 9th, during that six-month window, this should be one of the primary time frames where we're really going to see things happening. We also have to be aware that Mars and Aries can be combative and angry and, aggressive and militant and all of this. So we have to keep a handle on that more challenging side and really kind of lean into the passion and the motivation and the drive and the activities that are proactive for us. And during this time that we have Mars in Aries, we are going to have Mars approach an outer energy, and that's going to be Pluto. And Mars is going to form a sextile to Pluto. It's going to be building on May 2nd and on May 3rd, which means we could experience it either day or both days. And so Pluto is like, hey, you're coming along. You want to make something happen? I got you. Let's go deep. Let's purge some stuff. Let's make some very profound changes. Let's empower a situation. Let's look at where we are financially, sexually, reproductively, with mortality or divorce or third parties in the story. And Pluto's doing this from Aquarius. So there may be something on a world stage, you know, with the collective that is locking into place with all of this Aries energy between May the 2nd and 3rd. There may be something going on, you know, with big tech or the internet or with digital situations or, original projects, aspirations, your friends, your groups, the collective, if I didn't say that one already, astrology, charities, foundations, clubs, organizations. So all that may come into play as well. So definitely want to keep our eye on what is possible and what is coming at us. So there's always, you know, when Mars and Pluto are involved, there's going to be the darker side, you know, taking advantage of that opportunity as well. So in our own lives, we can make tremendous steps towards the change and the activation that we want to see happen on the global level. Good Lord, who knows what's going to happen. So, you know, be vigilant in what's going on around you. And then on the 2nd, on the day that this is occurring, on Thursday the 2nd, Pluto retrogrades. So that's going to add to the intensity of that Mars-Pluto alignment because we have this big shift in the Pluto energy. And so it's now ready to go back over the degrees it has traveled forward over. So starting on Thursday the 2nd, it's on 2 degrees of Aquarius, and it will back to 0 degrees of Aquarius by September 1st, at which point it will exit Aquarius for the very last time in a Capricorn. It's going to be in Capricorn from September 1st to November 19th, and then it'll come back into Aquarius and be there for almost 20 years. So this is kind of a big deal again, you know. So we have about 4 months here of it retrograding over 210 degrees of Aquarius. And so any do-over that we may need to slow down and reassess with what's happening with our, you know, our power and the changes that we are making to transform our aspirations, our original projects, what's happening with our friends and associates and groups, what's happening online and with gatherings and parties and events and the collective. And again, astrology, charities, clubs, organizations, what's happening through Pluto reassessing our third-party scenarios there, how we deal with finances there, what's going on sexually there, what's going on reproductively, with divorce, with births, with deaths, with third parties, with deep, profound changes. So slowing down, seeing what's happened so far, what we want to go back and deal with, and then that last dip into Capricorn, of course, you know, as Pluto has been doing his bit to deconstruct the power systems and the leadership of the world since 2008. It will come back into that zone just in time for elections here in the good old USA. So September 1st through November 19th, we're going to see the very last of that push to tip over the powers that be and the systems that support and rebirth it before it comes into the sign of the people again for the long haul. So that's our overview, guys. Let me look at the sign. And I do apologize for last week for, you know, having to pre-record the show and being gone for a while. I'm going to be kind of up and down for a little bit with you guys. Not going to drag you into the details, but you just hang in there with me, bear with me, and we'll get through this. So, all right. So what we're looking at here for Aries, it is definitely your week, Aries. What a lot of energy going on for you. You're finally free and clear of Mercury retrograde in your sign, so it should start to feel slowly but surely like you're coming back, like people are seeing you and hearing you, and you can speak and come up with ideas and move your own interests forward again, having gone through whatever revisiting of the past and letting go of something that you needed to do. You're now ready to start making choices for yourself, and we are going to then have Mars, your ruler, come into your sign on Tuesday the 30th and stay until June 9th. Aries, this is going to bring a lot of more sparkle to you than you already have, a lot more passion and motivation and drive. People are going to notice you're definitely going to have an edge. You're going to attract a lot of sexual attention or intimate attention. You're going to have a lot of power when it comes to what you're physically getting involved in. You're going to feel like you're alive again. If you felt slowed down by the Mercury retrograde, Mars now and Mercury now both favoring you, I would definitely watch what's going to be going on between May 2nd and 3rd, as there is something very powerful evolving in your world as it relates to your own interests or involvement and that of a friend or an associate or a group or something happening online or with astrology or charities, parties, events, or gatherings, or your own aspirations or original projects. Definitely could be a very sexy time for you, could be a very financially important time for you. Just do stay away from fighting with friends or fighting online or dark, scary places if you're out, you know, bopping around events or parties or whatever. And then we have Venus coming into Taurus on Monday the 29th through May 23rd. For Aries, this is definitely going to help you make money if that's your goal. It can help you make purchases of beautiful objects. It can be a time where there's more gift giving going on between you and others. It can be a time where you're attracting personal income or doing something with your possessions or products. It can be a time where you are more valued through the love that you're feeling from others or expressing to others. So definitely a very nice influence for you. And then on Thursday the 2nd, we have Pluto retrograding. And so from the 2nd of May until September 1st, this retrograde is happening in Aquarius, which means you're kind of going to get a chance to go back and reassess anything with friends or groups or the internet or astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings that have something to do with you and two other people or have to do with you and sexual attractions or jealousy or profound changes that occurred or control in a situation or a financial interest that you're trying to go back and reassess. And so see what starts to come into play as soon as Thursday afternoon. All right, so for Taurus, Mercury is finally direct in your 12th house. You've had the last, you know, 6 weeks shadow and retrograde to kind of reassess whatever came up about secrets or addictions or bad habits, perceptions, or karmic matters or anything impacting your artistic, romantic, or spiritual life, or anything having to do with institutions or research or investigations. And so you finally are now ready to start moving forward, having figured out what you needed to release, what you needed to rework, what could be rekindled, and making your choices going forward now. By Tuesday the 30th, Mars comes into this same territory. First time in 2 years is going to give you a lot of passion and drive and ambition to make things happen, moving you and your interests forward up through June 9th. You do want to pay attention to May 2nd and 3rd when there could be something opening up here around a goal or your status or an authority figure in the story or something on the career front that is tied to this for you. Venus is coming into your sign on Monday the 29th. So this bodes really well for you enjoying yourself more over these weeks ahead up through May 23rd, for attracting or expressing more love, for showing up in ways that can help you earn money, or what you're doing with possessions or products, what you're doing with your own pleasures or beauty as well. So definitely a lot of wonderful influences for you, personal or physical level. And then finally, Pluto retrogrades on Thursday the 2nd and will be retrograde in Aquarius until September 1st. So this first part of it is going to be asking you to kind of now slow down and reassess the powerful changes that have gone on with your life goals, your career, your status, your fame, or any authority figures in your life, and look at where you are in shared or third-party scenarios there, what you want to let go of, what you want to rework, what's going on financially or sexually in those realms, what's going on with your own personal empowerment there, and kind of readdress what is coming back around or what you're ready to move away from. For Gemini, Mercury retrograde is now over on Thursday the 25th, so you're now ready to start moving forward, having made some decisions, or, you know, letting the world know what your decisions are going to be over these next few weeks when it comes to your aspirations or original projects or your freedoms or what's happening in your social life with friends or groups or online or at parties or events or with astrology or charity. So ready to speak or meet with others, write things up, focus on the sales, focus on the ideas, the decisions, the offers there, and you're moving this forward. By Tuesday, the 30th, Mars comes into the same territory. First time in 2 years, you're going to have more motivation, more drive and determination and more things happening, more passion playing out with these friends and associates and online and with your aspirations and original projects, etc. You just have to keep in mind that Mars can also be aggressive and angry, so keep away from that side of it. And do circle May 2nd and 3rd, where you could have something opening up here tied to distance or travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political in that story with some kind of opportunity there. And then finally, I want to say that Venus is moving into your 12th house, Gemini. This starts on Monday the 29th and lasts until May 23rd. So the really good stuff's going to be playing out behind closed doors with something that you're researching or developing or getting into artistically or romantically or spiritually or with institutions or, you know, kind of strategy that you're utilizing at this time. So Venus is coming in here to really draw the love or the money potential through those arenas or make it more pleasurable or focusing it on beauty there. So it should be a really good influence. And then finally, we have Pluto retrograding on Thursday the 2nd. For Gemini, this is allowing you these months ahead up through September 1st to reassess the powerful changes that have gone on and what you want to do about them when it comes to travel or relocation, when it comes to legal or educational matters, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So Pluto's taking you back over those pathways, saying, you know, where are you financially in this? Where are you with third parties? Where are you sexually, intimately with this? What do you want to reassess, release, rework, rekindle? So you have a bit of a do-over there. All right, so for Cancer, Mercury is now direct as of Thursday the 25th and will be moving you forward up through the shadow, which ends on May 13th, and then until it exits this sign on May 15th. And really, you're ready now to make decisions, to hear news, to hear offers, to talk, to meet, to focus on sales, writing, decisions that have to do with your life goals or that have to do with your career or status or fame or have to do with anybody in an authority position above you, like a parent, a boss, a director, teacher, mentor, someone like that. So onward you go with these conversations and these choices, really starting to see it pick up the further out it gets. But Mars is going to come and kick into this story starting on Tuesday the 30th. first time in 2 years in this same territory. And so Mars is going to start to really fire you up and bring a lot of opportunity to make things happen with your personal goals, your career, your status, your fame, or these authority figures. And so there's a lot more passion and drive and motivation and making things happen there. You just have to lean away from fights in that same arena, you know. And definitely in this week ahead, note that May 2nd and 3rd may bring an opportunity to that goal or career matter or with the authority figure involving a financial topic, a sexual attraction, or a third party in the story. And Venus is going to be moving into your 11th house on Monday the 29th. And we'll be there until May 23rd. So Cancer, this brings the good stuff to your social life, to what you're doing with your friends, your associates, your groups, what you're doing online with astrology or charities, what you're doing with parties, events, or gatherings, what you're doing with your original projects or aspirations. So Venus here brings more love or money flow or beauty or pleasure. And so that should be a really nice thing. And then finally on Thursday the 2nd, Pluto retrogrades. And so Cancer, you know, this is going to give you 4 months to reassess how far you have come and what you want to rework, release, rekindle when it comes to loans or debt or inheritance or taxes or insurance or investments or alimony or child support or a partner's money or whatever outside financial resources going on, or you want to reassess what's going on with your sex life, reproductive life, a divorce, or any third-party stories in your world. And so kind of going back and seeing, what do I want to rekindle? What do I want to release? What do I want to rework? So you have plenty of time to start into that. For Leo, Leo, Mercury retrograde is over as of Thursday the 25th, so you are now ready to move forward again with talks or meetings or sales or offers or ideas or decisions that are ninth house based. So for you, this is ready to kind of move that ball forward now over these weeks ahead when it comes to media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, higher education, any legal agreements, travel plans, distant situations, ceremonies, religion, or politics. By Tuesday the 30th, Mars enters the same territory, first time in 2 years. So Leo, it's really going to fire you up there. You're going to have a passion for these things. You're going to feel motivated and driven, and you're going to make things happen in these arenas, or things are just going to start happening to you. So if you're into media or higher education or law or travel or foreign interests or ceremonies or religion or politics, I mean, this is go time, and you're going to have Mars active here for you until June 9th. Just stay out of the fighting side of Mars. And do note, in this week ahead between May 2nd and 3rd, there is an opportunity that opens up through what is happening in one of those realms that ties it into something powerful with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an advocate, you name it, right? And so then we also have Venus changing signs on Monday the 29th in the morning. She is moving into Leo's midheaven. And so this means she's now going to be working her wonders around your personal life goals, around your career, your status, your fame, and or anything going on with higher up people. So Venus can help attract the love or the income flow through those realms for you. A really good time, you know, to fall in love or do something wonderful with a love interest, or to make money and gather fame around what you're doing, or impress a higher up person. Definitely can also bring beauty or pleasure into those realms. So you have until May 23rd with that favoring you there. And then finally on Thursday the 2nd, Pluto retrogrades. It is retrograding in Leo's relationship zone. It will be taking you back over things to reassess them there until September 1st, so the next 4 months. And so, Leo, you know, when it comes to partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, competitors, opponents, any significant one-on-one relationship, you're now in this do-over stage to reassess, you know, any profound changes, any ways you want to transform things here, how those people are transforming or having a transformative effect on you, what's going on financially, sexually, with divorce or third-party stories as you go back and look at where you are with each of these people and what you want to rework, what you want to release, or what you want to rekindle. All right, so for Virgo, Mercury is now done retrograding in your eighth house of finances, sex, reproduction, divorce, birth, death, and third-party stories. So you've had plenty of time to go back and kind of reassess what stays, what goes, what can be reworked. You've run into the past or taken a break from something. You're now ready to start moving forward, having figured out what you want, how you fit in to those realms of life. Are you ready to get back into the dating scene or kick up your sex life in a current relationship? Or are you ready, or maybe you're ready to kind of get yourself active so you feel like getting back to that side of life? Or are you ready to kind of look at your position in a financial scenario and what you want to do about it, or through that divorce or through that third party? So Mercury now is starting to move you forward into talks or meetings or sales or ideas or offers or decisions about those themes. So moving it ahead over these weeks ahead. And then by Tuesday, the 30th, Mars enters this territory. Excuse me. So first time in 2 years, it's going to fire up your financial life, your sex life, your reproductive life, your, you know, passion about divorce or third-party scenarios, and get you motivated and driven and ready to act, you know, or react. You're making things happen here now, and this is going to be on the continuum all the way until June 9th. In this week ahead, you want to watch May 2nd and 3rd when there is an opportunity here to make something happen in one of those realms tied to what's going on with work, health, animals, coworkers, hired help, or paperwork in the story. And then, like with all signs, try to stay away from the angry side of Mars. If you get angry about the loan or the debt or the sexual partner or the reproductive matter or the divorce, whatever, you know, try to stay more in the passionate, active, let's make things happen side of it. Venus is moving into Virgo's ninth house. This starts on Monday the 29th in the morning. It will be there all the way until May 23rd. This is the good stuff really starting to flow when it comes to your media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, anything around education, whether you're teaching or training or learning, anything with travel or distant situations or foreign interests, anything with legal contracts, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So Venus playing her part here is going to be trying to bring the love into those areas of life, or attract income flow there for you, or make it more pleasurable, or bring more focus on beauty there. And so she's doing her part to make it a good time all the way up until May 23rd in those realms. And then finally, Pluto retrogrades on Thursday the 2nd. And we'll be retrograding in Aquarius until September 1st. So Virgo, this part of the retrograde is going to allow you to slow down and reassess any of the powerful things that have been going on with your work or health, or what's happening with coworkers or hired help or paperwork or the animals. So you're kind of addressing, you know, the changes, the transformations there, the empowerment there, what's going on financially or sexually or with reproduction or third party influences there, and what you want to rework or let go of or rekindle over these months ahead. All right, so for Libra. First of all, Mercury retrograde ended this morning, Thursday the 25th, if you're listening live, and you are now in direct motion again when it comes to partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. So whatever you were kind of trying to figure out that you wanted on a personal or physical level with these people, you're now ready to start moving forward with that choice. And so you may get into talks, you may get into meetings, you may focus on sales or writing or short trips or local activities with these folks, but it's moving forward now through the shadow up through the 13th and then into new stuff up through the 15th. So it is about connection for you guys and the momentum starting to pick up to add to that story, on Tuesday the 30th, Mars moves into this relationship zone for you. First time in 2 years, Mars is all about firing you up, getting you more active with these people, getting you more passionate, fighting the good fight. Just stay away from the angry side of Mars, and motivating you to make things happen with these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. So it is the time to start to see things going with these two. You know, you're under the eclipse rays for the 6 months of some kind of new potential with some of these connections as well. So this Mars entering Aries is definitely going to be an activator in this week ahead. May 2nd and 3rd may stand out as there is an opportunity forming with one, what you're doing with one of these folks as it relates to a creative project, the kids, your love life, a lover, or something recreational. Venus is moving into your eighth house starting on Monday the 29th. And this is Libra's zone of sex and reproduction, financial interests, divorce, third-party situations. So Venus is arriving to make that all more pleasurable, or to help you focus on the potential for love or personal income flow through what's going on in those realms, or make it about beauty and what you're transforming there. And you have this here until May 23rd. And then finally, on Thursday, the 2nd, Pluto retrogrades and is going to be giving you a do-over up until September 1st in your zone of true love and lovers, creative projects, children, and recreation. So during this time, you can kind of slow down and catch up to the powerful changes that might have happened there, to anything you want to go back and reassess, rework, release, rekindle as it pertains to the financial influences or the sex life or the divorce or the reproductive matter or the third-party influences with this lover, the kids, the creative projects, the recreation. So there you have that. Leo, Mercury retrograde is now over on Thursday the 25th. You are in direct motion again, and so it is your time to hear from people, get into talks or meetings, focus on sales or writing or offers or decisions that move you forward when it comes to your work or health, or when it comes to your animals, your paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. To add to this forward movement, starting on Tuesday the 30th, Mars enters this territory for the first time in 2 years. Mars wants to fire you up, Scorpio, get you proactive and making things happen and more passionate when it comes to your health, when it comes to your work, when it comes to what you're doing with your coworkers, your hired help, your paperwork, your animals. And it gives you a lot of fire and edge to what you're doing. Just stay out of the fights over those topics if you can. Do watch on May 2nd and 3rd when there is an opportunity that opens up for you with this work or health or animal interest or the paperwork, the coworker, the hired help. This for Scorpio will involve something about home, moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates in the story. Now, Venus is moving into Scorpio's seventh house of relationships starting on Monday the 29th, and will be touring there until May 23rd. This period brings a lot of love or money flow, beauty or pleasure when it comes to Scorpio's one-on-one relationships. So you may find this with a romantic partner or a business partner or your clients or your specialists or agents or attorneys or advocates. It's a wonderful influence to enjoy yourself with these one-on-one scenarios, so make the most of that. And then by Thursday the 2nd, we have Pluto retrograding. This is your ruling planet, Scorpio. So you're ready to kind of let your guard down a little bit, take a breather, reassess all the changes that have happened emotionally or through family or home, moves, renovations, real estate deals with parents or roommates over these next 4 months, and look at, you know, what you want to rework, release, or rekindle there as far as the financial side of things, the sexual side of your needs there, reproductive needs, divorce, mortality, or third-party influences there. So kind of catching up to everything and figuring out what you want in your do-over there. All right, so for Sagittarius, I have to take a drink of my water. All right, Sag, over as of Thursday the 25th, and you are now ready to start moving forward with your ideas, your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your offers, your decisions about anything creative, about your love life or lover, about kids, or anything recreational. So you've had plenty of time to reassess, and now it's time to start moving this forward over the weeks ahead. Now, to add to that story, on Tuesday the 30th, Mars enters the same territory, first time in 2 years. And Mars is going to be firing you up and getting you really motivated and ready to make things happen with your love life or lover, with children, with recreation, or with anything creative. This puts you front and center in these stories and gets you making it happen. Just stay away from the fighting side of Mars and lean into the passion and the motivation. Do note that between May 2nd and 3rd, there is an opportunity opening up here tied to the creativity or the love or the kids or the recreation. And this is some kind of powerful talk or news or offer or meeting or something going on with sales or writing or decisions in the story. Now, Venus is moving into Sagittarian's sixth house on Monday the 29th. And this means that when it comes to Venus themes of love or money or beauty or pleasure, the Sagittarian is going to find this playing out at work or in the pursuit of work with coworkers, with hired help, with anything health related that you pursue now, anything with your animals or paperwork. This is where the joy is. This is where the pleasure is. This is where true love or beauty or income flow will find you. So it's a really wonderful influence and you should enjoy that. And then finally on Thursday, the second Pluto retrogrades. For these first 4 months, it will be retrograding in Aquarius up till September 1st. And so for Sagittarius, this is kind of slowing down and allowing you to look at what has happened with your writing, your sales, your talks, your meetings, your interviews, your auditions, or anything powerful that's going on with your brothers, sisters, or neighbors, any moves, your vehicles, electronics, short trips or local activities. So Pluto wants you to readdress where you are financially, sexually, reproductively, with mortality, with divorce or third-party influences in any of those realms. And over these weeks, you know, what do you want to rework? What do you want to release? What do you want to rekindle? And so communications will be quite interesting for you there. All right, so for Capricorn, you've had Mercury retrograde in your fourth house, and that ended in the morning of Thursday the 25th. So in this week ahead, you are now moving forward. You're going to be moving forward with this through the shadow through May 13th, and then a couple days more until it exits the sign on May 15th. So, you know, Capricorn, you should now be ready to make some decisions. You've had plenty of time to go back and rethink something having to do with your home or moving or real estate deals or renovations or what's going on with family, parents, roommates, or your emotional needs in life. So now that we're in forward momentum with Mercury again, you're ready to start making some choices or talking to some people about these things and seeing where it takes you. You may see Mercury start to move the writing agreements or sales forward in these arenas or help you, you know, open up the ideas you have here. And to add to this story, on Tuesday the 30th, Mars enters this arena. And so this is the first time in 2 years you have passion and motivation coming into the home through the family, through the moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, emotional needs. It's going to fire you up. It's going to bring a lot more passion and the ability to make things happen there all the way up through June 9th. You just want to lean away from the angry side of Mars, which could spark occasionally. In this week ahead, May 2nd and 3rd, should open up some kind of opportunity for whatever is happening in one of those arenas that ties into your personal income, a purchase, your products, or possessions. Now, Venus is moving into Capricorn's zone of true love and lovers, children, recreation, and creativity. So Venus wants you to have some fun there, Capricorn. It moves in Monday the 29th in the morning and stays until May 23rd. And so it's doing, Venus is doing her part to attract love into your love life or with the kids. It's doing its part to attract income around those creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. It's trying to attract beauty or pleasure with lovers, kids, creative outlets or recreation for you. And so, I mean, it's just good, right? So enjoy that. And then by Thursday, the 2nd, Pluto retrogrades and will be retrograding through Aquarius until September 1st. And so Capricorn, you kind of slow down and get a chance to reassess the powerful changes that have been occurring and what you want to do about that when it comes to your income, your purchases, your products or possessions, or your values and how you are being valued. So during these months, you can kind of reassess past or current scenarios involving outside financial influences, your sex life, your reproductive needs, a divorce, or any third-party influences that you can consider as they impact those realms of your life and what stays, what goes, or what can be rekindled or reworked. All right, so for Aquarius, Mercury retrograde is now over. It went direct in the morning of Thursday the 25th. You're moving forward through the shadow until May 13th and then forward into clear space. So these next few weeks are all about forward momentum now with your talks and ideas, your meetings, your sales, your writing, any short trips or local activities, anything having to do with siblings or neighbors or moves, anything with vehicles or electronics. So it is time to start seeing some momentum gathering over this time. And to add to that, on Tuesday the 30th, Mars enters this territory, which will spark a lot of fire and desire and passion for you locally or on these short trips or with your writing or sales or talks or meetings, et cetera. And you just have to watch out for the angry side of Mars, as we all will, you know, so that you don't spout off angry words or angry accident locally or something, you know, and really lean into the passion and the motivation. Do note that on May 2nd and 3rd, there is an opportunity here that is linked directly to you. So something powerful impacting your body or image or brand or name or something powerful that you are involved in that sparks this passionate motivation through the talks or local activities or meeting or sales, et cetera. Now, Venus is moving into Aquarius's fourth house of home, family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, and emotional needs. So Venus is going to be doing her part to attract the love you need or the money flow or the beauty or the pleasure through those realms for you. So it should be a very enjoyable experience up through May 23rd. And then finally, Pluto is retrograding in your sign Aquarius starting on Thursday the 2nd and will be retrograde in Aquarius until September 1st. So during these 4 months, it's allowing you to kind of let down your guard a little bit, relax a little bit, catch up with some of the powerful changes that have been going on for you personally or physically, and really take your time to go back and reconnect with yourself and your own needs and look at where you are financially, sexually, reproductively, with divorce or with third-party influences as they impact your body, your image, your brand, your name, your involvement, your desires, and really, you know, what do you want to rekindle? What do you want to release? What do you want to rework? Focusing on you and your interests, Aquarius. All right, so for Pisces, Mercury retrograde ended Thursday the 25th in the morning You're now moving forward through the shadow up through May 13th and then into clear territory until May 15th, and then it exits this territory. So Pisces, you've had plenty of time to kind of rethink what it is you wanted to do about a money-making opportunity or your personal income itself or what's happening with your purchases or your products or possessions, and you're now ready to start seeing things move forward based on your decisions with that over these next couple weeks. And so there might be meetings, talks, writing, sales, offers, decisions, propelling this forward. Excuse me. To add to that story, on Tuesday the 30th, Mars enters this territory for you of personal income, purchases, products, and possessions. And this is the first time in 2 years. So Pisces, you're going to get busier than you've been in quite some time. Mars is going to give you a lot of fire and passion and drive and motivation to make things happen there. And you will see things happening there all the way up through June 9th. So this is definitely go time. Just watch out for, you know, the side of Mars that can get angry or frustrated, because that could pop up from time to time during this. It's really, though, about making things happen there. And in this week ahead, on May 2nd and 3rd, there is an opportunity here to do something, to do something with your income, purchases, products, or possessions that ties in with an institution or your research and development or something artistic, spiritual, romantic, or that has a past life connotation to it. So doors are open with that. Now, Venus will be entering your third house on Monday the 29th in the morning. And so Pisces, this is your zone of your talks and meetings and interviews, your sales, your writing, your offers and decisions. So Venus here can really pleasure. This third house is also for Pisces, can be about what's going on with a brother or a sister, a neighbor or a move, your vehicles or electronics, or more short trips or local activities. So Venus will do the same thing in those realms. She will want to help you attract love or income opportunities through those topics, or help you make it more pleasurable or focus more on beauty there. And so again, you have this lovely influence until May 23rd. And then finally, on Thursday the 2nd in our week ahead, Pluto retrogrades. It will be retrograding through Aquarius until September 1st. So during this time, Pisces, you get to kind of slow down and catch up to all the things that have been so powerfully transforming behind the scenes, behind closed doors for you, and kind of reassess where you are with the institutions, with the research, with the artistic, romantic, or spiritual needs, or what's been happening with past life situations or characters in your life. And Pluto gives you these months to kind of go back and look at, you know, what do you want to rework? What do you want to release? What do you want to rekindle when it comes to what you're doing financially in those realms, sexually in those realms, reproductively in those realms, or with third-party influences? So you have plenty of time to kind of catch up with what's happening there. So that's it, guys. Our week from April 25th to May 3rd. If you are trying to read the daily and what's going on every day with energy, I post that at zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com, and it's on most of the social media sites as well in the mornings. If you are trying to ask me a question about something going on astrologically or book a reading, the fastest way to connect to me would be through facebook.com/ZoeMoonAstrology. But again, you can find me on all the places. So I hope it's a good one for everybody. I love you guys. It's really a crazy week ahead, but one where we're going to finally start to feel like we're kicking that ball down the road a little further. So I think that's probably going to be a good thing. I wish you all well, and I will be back next week, same time, God willing. Have a good one. Zoe Moon signing out.